Commission agenda for Wednesday, January 10th, 2018 is 3:05 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Before you, the commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti-Ferrer, Commissioner Branville Bard, and Chief Gerard Mahoney. First matter, disciplinary, Parkingway Wines Incorporated, doing business as Supreme Liquors, holder of an all-alcohol package store license at 600 Massachusetts Avenue due to an alleged assault, employee on patron, in violation of, but not limited to, 204 CMR 2.052, Mass General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 23 and 64, and Rules and Regulations of the City of Cambridge, Board of License Commissioners 2.5, 2.6, 5.1, and 8.1. I do not see
Supreme Liquor? Okay. Second call. Sorry, officer.
Application, Fernando Costa has applied for a new Cambridge Hackney driver's license.
Yep.
Please come on up. Take a seat.
Excuse me, sir. You can't stand in the doorway. You either have to come in the room or step out in the hallway. You're blocking an egress. You can't stay there. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Fernando Costa.
C-O-S-T-A?
Yes, C-O-S-T-A. Okay.
And Mr. Costa, I see that you have been licensed in Boston, is that correct, as a Hackney driver?
Yes.
Are you still licensed there?
Yes.
Has your license ever been suspended, your Hackney license in Boston?
No.
Has your Massachusetts driver's license ever been suspended? And why are you seeking to get a license here in Cambridge?
A good deal. I have my friend, he's leasing the medallion for 200, and Boston is like 500, and he's very slow there now. I'm trying here.
And I'm only going to ask you this because our ordinance requires it. Can you read and write in English?
Yes.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Officer Zito will contact you tomorrow. And he will tell you what the next steps are, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Application, Jean Hilaire Bosiquat has applied for a new Cambridge Hackney driver's license.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record? Please sit down.
J-E-A-N.
Yep.
J-E-A-N-H-I-L-E-I-R-E.
Is that your last name or your middle name? Hilaire, your last name or middle?
My first name.
Your first name. So Jean Hilaire is your?
Yeah, my first name.
All your first name
and then? Bosiquat is my last name.
Okay. And we spell that how?
B-E-A-U-C-I-Q-U-O-T.
Okay, great. Thank you. And Mr. Bosiquat, have you ever been a licensed driver for Hackney, for a taxi before in Massachusetts?
No.
No? Has your Massachusetts driver's license ever been suspended?
No.
And why are you seeking to become a licensed Hackney driver?
Because I want to be a Cambridge taxi driver.
And do you currently have a job, or do you know, are you leasing, or are you intending to lease a medallion? Are you aware, or are you just trying to get the license first and then you're going to seek for something?
Yes, I have other work, so I want to drive taxi.
Okay. But right now you don't have an agreement with anyone, any of the medallion owners, to license, to rent their car?
Yes.
Yes, you do?
Yes.
Can you tell us which one?
Wilfried.
What is it?
Wilfried.
Okay, and again, I'm going to ask you this question because it's required for our ordinance. Can you read and write English?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Officer Zito will contact you tomorrow to tell you about the next steps, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Application, Marlon Nelson has applied for a New Cambridge Hackney driver's license.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Okay. Marlene Nelson, M-A-R-L-E-I-N-E. Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N.
Thank you, Ms. Nelson. And have you ever been a driver license of a taxi in Massachusetts before?
No.
Okay. Has your Massachusetts driver's license ever been suspended?
No.
And why do you seek to become a Cambridge taxi driver?
Oh, about since like 2 years. I'm not working.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, I'm not working since like 3 years. I was like a nursing assistant, or after that, I used to work for like home health aid. I used to make like lifting, but my back like is not like, you know. Now, I'm trying not to. So,
okay, so basically, nursing is no longer an option because lifting the patients is hard?
Yeah.
And do you currently have a job set up, or are you just trying to get the license so you can try and see if you can lease a medallion?
Yeah.
So trying to get the license so that you can lease? Okay. And again, I'm asking you this question because it's required per our ordinance. Can you read and write English?
Yes.
Officer Zito.
Yes.
How many violations did you see in Ms. Nelson's class? You need this?
Yes.
Separate incidents or nothing since 2012?
Yeah, nothing. These are just past incidents. I mean, he she took a class. It seems like he got me installed. Yeah, that's right.
Well. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? I vote to grant.
I vote to grant.
Granted. Officer Zito will contact you as to the next steps.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Okay. Application, Deirdre Dorette Prince has applied for a new Cambridge Hackney driver's license.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
My name is Jidore Prince. My first name is Jidore, D-I-E-U-D-O-R-E-T.
Thank you.
My last name is Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E.
How do you pronounce your first name?
Jidore. It's a hard name.
Thank you. And Mr. Prince, have you ever been the driver of a taxi in Massachusetts before?
Never.
Has your Massachusetts driver's license ever been suspended?
No.
And why do you seek to become a taxi driver in Cambridge?
Yeah, my father did taxi.
Your father had a taxi?
Yeah, they told me I can't do it.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yeah, my father got a taxi in Cambridge.
Okay.
The first time when I came in, when I go outside, they called me to come with me to help me. I can't do that.
Okay, so this is to help out your dad with his medallion? To drive his taxi?
Yes, still driving in Cambridge.
And then again, I'm going to ask you this question because it's required per ordinance. Can you read and write English?
Yes.
And then I see that you had two accidents, one in 2014 and one in 2015. Can you tell us about those?
So, yeah. It's snowing. I'm driving to Maginot Hospital. I have a kid, he lives, he's not walking, he's not talking. Someone come to fort my car, take a ride to invite. So the crash, the car is stopped in the light.
And that, which one was that, 2014 or 2015?
2014.
And what happened in 2015?
2015, I went to buy something. So I grabbed my car, and in the something happened in the, we say that, I grabbed my car by myself. I can't block any car.
Oh, you hit your own car?
Yeah.
Okay. So you hit a non-moving object? You hit a non-moving object, the curb or something?
Yeah.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition?
Granted.
Officer Zito will contact you tomorrow and he'll tell you what the next steps are.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Review, Chin Management, LLC, doing business as McDonald's, holder of a common victualer license at 463 Mass Ave, in accordance with the board's vote of July 12, 2017, granting the 2 a.m. closing.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Can you please state and spell your name for the record?
Ron, B-E-R-N. Yes, name is Chin, C-H-I-N.
Thank you. And Mr. Chin, I remember when you came, you wanted to get just the window for Uber Eats, and then we gave you also the 2 a.m. for the lobby.
Correct.
How's that been working out?
Very well. Thank you.
And I note that there have been no issues, no disciplinary issues since we gave you the 2 a.m. Well, you had none before, but certainly nothing since we gave you this closing hour. Is that correct?
Correct.
And is it your intent to continue operating until 2 a.m.?
I'd like to go 24 if I could.
Well, that's not before us today. You have to apply for that. And you'd have to, for a 24-hour, you'd also have to notify your abutters?
Yes.
But, you know, you can certainly apply for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes to the 2 a.m.?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no, I'm asking, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions?
Business has been good?
Yes.
Okay. So, based on this, I would vote to make the 2 a.m. permanent? Okay, granted. And, again, if you want that... 24-hour, you have to apply for it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great, thank you. Good?
Nope, thank all you. Set. Thank you.
Application, Hildebrandt Family Self-Help Center has applied for a lodging house license at 39 Bishop Allen Drive for 7 rooms and 15 occupants. How are you?
Well,
good
afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Hello.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Yes, Sean Gillis, S-H-A-W-N-E. S-H-A-W-N-E.
Thank you.
G-I-L-L-I-E-S.
Thank you.
Deborah Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L, for things E-B-O-R-H.
Thank you.
Janella Reese, J-A-N-E-L-L-A-R-U-I-Z.
Thank you. Okay, just for the record, the zoning on this that had been signed off by ISC was 614 Mass Ave. I confirmed today with the commissioner of ISC that it is, that the zoning is approved for 39 Bishop Allen Drive, but he actually said that they have it at 41 43.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We have two houses, one on either side of St. Paul's Church.
So it's, yeah, so it's 4143. Is it Columbia?
Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then 39 Bishop.
Okay. So with that said, I'm going to add the 4143 Columbia to the premise description if we grant this license, only so that it actually meshes with ISC and so we don't have an issue in the future with that.
Great. Thank you.
But with that said, can you tell us a little bit about this lodging house request?
Sure. Hildebrandt has been the primary tenant at 39 Bishop, and it has been used as a lodging house since the early 80s. It came to our attention last year when we came to review the status of 4143 Bishop and have that properly classified, that 39 Bishop was also similarly misclassified. So we're really just at this point in time looking to have it properly classified, not to in essence use it as a lodging house, because as I mentioned, it's been a lodging house for about 30 years.
Okay.
So it gets inspected as a rooming house and so forth each year?
It does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And who, and Ms. Gillis, you're the manager?
So I'm the director of operations for Hildebrand. Janella is the actual on-site resident manager, but I listed myself as the manager for the purposes of the Corey and as the contact person.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? I would vote to grant.
I would vote to grant as well.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Application, Middle East Restaurant Incorporated, doing a business as Middle East Zuzu, holder of a common victualler, all alcohol license at 472 Mass Ave, has applied for an alteration of premise to include approximately 3,332 square feet of additional adjacent space at 10 Brookline Street for a premise description of first floor, five rooms with service bars, staff service areas, four stages, eight bathrooms, basement, one room, kitchen, stage, two bars, two bathrooms. Seasonal outdoor patio on public sidewalk, approximately 23,600 square feet with six entrances and 13 exits. Licensed address would encompass 472, 474, and 480 Mass Ave, and 248 and 10 through 18 Brookline Street.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Bernard F. Chadray Jr., Shadrawy. I have my appearance, Mr. Sater's appearance, and I have the notices with the green cards. And this is Nabil Sater, Sater, the owner manager.
Thank you very much. And to be clear, what we're adding is just one room on the first floor, which would be what's now currently known as Sonia. Is that correct?
Correct, at 10 Brookline Street. Yeah. That's
and
the
then
number.
We're adding one stage in that location.
That's correct.
And then adding two bathrooms.
Correct.
And the capacity that we're adding is 350, and again, only as to that space.
Correct.
And then there's no other changes in terms of the business or the capacities or anything of that nature.
That is correct.
I did have a question. I couldn't really tell from the floor plan. Can you tell me where the stage is on Sonia?
Yes. In fact, I brought an expanded floor plan that may help actually delineate also where the tables and chairs are. Yeah, they're not all, there's just one
yeah.
set. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't make
that. That's fine.
All right, but that if you were familiar with the site, it would be the back of the property in the center of what was TT's. But TT's has been totally gut renovated. In addition, a whole new fire safety system has been installed in the entire premises, which would now be the Middle East restaurant. Although the Middle East always had fire sprinklers, including the up and downstairs, TT's did have a fire sprinkler system, but was broken up into many rooms. This is a much more open floor plan. So the egresses, the fire safety, has all the ADA has all been met and complied with.
And even though there existed a liquor license at this location, there's a presumption of public need. Can you tell us what's the public need for your client to expand into this
yes.
particular space?
Number one, it has been an existing licensed premises for 30 years serving the public. And in particular, this area is one that has been viewed as an area that has been a vital business center for creating business within the Central Square District, so that there's absolutely no change in the use, actually. It's just an updating of the use. The expanded occupancy will serve the public need in a manner to protect the common good by continuing to provide an adequate number of places in the city at which the public may obtain a different sort of beverage in the manner and for the kind of use indicated.
Thank you. Any questions?
Just for the record, the Seders have been in business at this location for some 40, over 40 years.
Yes, and I note for the record that there really is no recent disciplinary issues with this licensee at this location.
Thank you.
I also note for the record that we received letters in support of this application from Representative Decker. The manager of the LLC that owns the abutting properties, Michael Simmons, Councillor Carlone, Councillor Zondervan, Representative Provost, Representative Conley, and Mayor McGovern.
And we have also attached, we have those letters, but also attached are nine members of the Ward 5 committee, the Central Square Business Association, as well as 2,100 signatures on a petition in favor.
And also, which seemed to come in late today, and I just saw it also from Councillor Toomey.
I was just going to say that.
From who, I'm sorry?
Councillor Toomey.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
I would concur.
Granted.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you.
Application Cambridge Restaurant Partners LLC, doing business as Olay, holder of a common victualler all alcohol license at 11 Springfield Street, has applied for a change of beneficial interest in said license.
Good afternoon. If you please state and spell your name for the record.
Good afternoon, everyone. Andrew Upton for the applicant, ANDREWUPTON.
Thank you. Client's not coming?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Upton.
This is a change within the ownership, not of the ownership, at Olay. There's no. It's just a change of the percentage of stock owned by each of the two people. No other changes in the corporation. No changes in the management menu, floor plan, or any aspect of the license premise. As of today, Mr. Altshuler owns 95, and Mr. Rush owns 5. If the commission and the ABC approved, we will change this to 79-21.
So the majority stockholder continues to be the majority stockholder?
Correct.
And then for the record, I think Ms. Lynn spoke to you about this, and we noticed that Mr. Brush appears as a 100% owner of the two other licenses in which he has interest, but that's no longer the case.
Actually, if I may, both of those applications are still pending at the ABCC, so as
of today,
still
pending? Okay.
There's no change.
Okay, so maybe if we approve, we still make a notation to the ABCC that those applications are pending so that they don't see a red flag on it if they're investigating or sent to different investigators. Okay. All right. Any other questions?
I don't know.
Anything else, Mr. Upton?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Application, Abe's Complete Auto Service Incorporated has applied for a garage license for 10 vehicles and 100 gallons of gasoline in the tanks of autos only at 317 Fresh Pond Parkway. Applicant is also applying for additional flammable storage for 500 gallons of Class 1, 150 gallons of Class 2, at said address.
Abe? Okay, second call.
Application, 88 Cambridge Park Limited Partnership, has applied for a new garage license at 84 Cambridge Park Drive for 18 spaces.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Ryan Mador, R-Y-A-N-M-A-D-O-R.
M-A-D-O?
M-A-D-O-R.
Thanks. And what's your relationship to the applicant?
I work with Hanover R.S. Construction Company.
Okay. And this is a new license for,
correct.
Is this new residential parking?
Correct, it's multifamily apartments, and there's 18 parking spaces on the first floor below the apartment.
And do you know, because I know in the letter that you guys sent us, you addressed that there's two other locations as well. Are those pending still, or are they waiting?
Correct. This project was originally only addressed as 88 Cambridge Park Drive. During the construction, we had it readdressed. There's two buildings. There's actually three buildings. There's a precast parking garage. There's a larger building, which is 80 Cambridge Park Drive. And there's a smaller building, which is 84. So we'll be submitting a separate license for 80.
These
okay.
The buildings in the back?
Correct. Behind 30 Cambridge Park Drive? Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. It's vehicles only.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Any questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, I would vote to grant.
Mm-hmm. Grant.
Granted. Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to do second calls or you want to keep going?
No, let's keep going.
The administrative matters?
Yep.
So are we eliminating?
So we had, yeah, we had matter number 12 is not properly noticed. MS license did not fail to renew that license, canceled and expired, and we acknowledged that on December 6th. CDM International Enterprises canceled and expired, and we acknowledged that on December 6th. Firebrand Saints turned in their license. I believe we already acknowledged that in 2017. TT the Bears, we canceled that, and we acknowledged that on December 6th. River Gods didn't renew, we acknowledged that on December 6th. Church Street Market LLC didn't renew. We acknowledged that on December 6th. Algiers Corporation turned in their license, and we acknowledged that in 2017.
That was in May.
I hope that was in May of 2017. Eastern End Inc. We didn't renew. We acknowledged that on December 6th. The Just Crust turned in their license. We acknowledged that on December 6th. Wagamama Boston 1. They decided not to renew because they closed the location, and we acknowledged that in December of 2017. MKTA Inc. turned in their license. We acknowledged that on December 6th of 2017. And the Elephant Walk also did not renew. And they said that they didn't purposefully renew, and we acknowledged that on December 6th. So we already took care of all those.
Nookie LLC, holder of license number ACH10059, has requested to add 12 additional seats in the market area and to remove the to-go refrigerators.
ISD already looked at their floor plans and approved the change in numbers, so I would vote to grant.
Grant.
Granted.
What's the location of them?
11 Broad Canal Way.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Granted.
Good.
Cheesecake Factory has notified the License Commission that they're doing some cosmetic renovations and will remain open during renovations.
Board acknowledges. Ms. Lent, didn't they also have some issue about the hours of operation, their opening hour?
I believe that's coming in on a separate request to change
okay.
the hours.
So board acknowledges.
Thai Sensation Incorporated, holder of license number 11592-1. Has requested to increase the number of seats from 29 to 35.
I would vote to grant. ISD has already approved the change in capacity.
Granted.
Out of the Blue 2, holder of license number ANT10005 at 541 Mass Ave has ceased operating.
Board acknowledges.
Chad Bennett, on behalf of John Moriarty and Associates, has applied for a special noise variance from February 2nd through February 5th from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. at 88 Ames Street for assembly of a crane.
Other departments are aware of this and have no issues with it. The abutters were notified. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
The YMCA, located at 820 Mass Ave, has notified the License Commission that they will not be renewing their entertainment license for 2018.
Board acknowledges. Close file.
Rachel Rocco Burton has applied for a malt and wine license to be exercised at the new dance complex, 536 Mass Ave, on January 13th, 14th, 20th, 21st, 26th, 27th, and 28th. February 2nd, 3rd, 9th, 10th, March 16th, 17th, 30th, and 31st. April 14th, 15th, Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. and Sundays 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for dance recitals.
Granted us to all.
Jeff Kaufman on behalf of Boston Intergenerational Dance Advocates has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at Cambridge Masonic Hall Association, 1950 Mass Ave, on January 21st, February 4th, February 18th, March 4th, and March 18th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. for social dance with recorded live music amplification system with 130 people expected. They have also filed a request for a fee waiver.
I would vote to grant, and what I would propose with regard to the fee is to charge them a $50 fee for the ones that they have applied for, not $50 for each.
I concur with that.
late submission agenda, addition to the agenda, Lamplighter Brewing Company, holder of a common victualler malt beverages license, has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at 284 Broadway on January 17th from 7 to 9 p.m., January 25th from 8 to 10 p.m. for trivia night, open mic night with an amplification system, 80 expected.
Okay, so they already have an entertainment license that allows for trivia, but it's limited to one night per week. I went to ISD because I remember that that was a condition of the approval for zoning, the limitation of one day. And so I asked them if that was limitation to one time per week trivia or regardless of what it is. And the commissioner clarified that yes, it's just one night per week that they can have any type of live entertainment. So I would deny the one that they filed for the trivia because they specifically say in their application it's a trivia night in addition to their usual Tuesday trivia. So I would deny this license. They can certainly have the trivia on this day rather than that Tuesday, but I would certainly deny an additional trivia night. Huh?
They can only have one night a week.
Yeah.
Their choice is one night a week.
Yep. Denied us to that one. With regard to the open mic, I would grant it only if they do not host any other live entertainment that week.
Concur.
Bill Manley on behalf of the Harvard Square Business Association has applied for an entertainment license to be exercised at Brattle Plaza on January 27th from 1 to 3 p.m. for a tasting event with patrons, performers, entertainers dancing, recorded or live music, 800 expected. He's applied for the permit. He doesn't have it yet.
So I would defer. We have a meeting on the 24th. We can vote on it then. Minutes to approve?
We do. December 6th and December 13th.
I would vote to approve the minutes. Okay. Okay, let's go to the second call.
Parking Way Wines, doing business as Supreme Liquors. Don't see them.
If you could please remain standing. Please swear them in the
front. Absolutely. Swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Okay, second call being given at 3:40 p.m. Please take a seat. Supreme Liquors does not seem to be here, neither does the victim, the alleged victim, or the suspect. Notice that there is a letter here of notice that was sent December 19th. So let's proceed. Please state your names and spell them for the record.
Officer Julio, J-U-L-I-O. Last name is L-A-R-A-C-U-E-N-T-E.
And how do I say that?
Laraquente.
Laraquente. Okay, thank you.
Officer Raymond Pina. First name R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. Last name Pina, P-I-N-A.
Thank you.
Officer Benny Zito, B-E-N-N-Y-S-Z-E-T-O.
Thank you. Whoever wants to start, please.
That's all. I'll start. On Thursday, November 16th, 2017, I was assigned to Central 10. Myself, Officer Betson Pereira, responded to Supreme Liquors for assault that was in progress. Upon arrival, we were met by Corey Lydon, who reported that he was assaulted by the clerk at Supreme Liquors. When we started speaking to the clerk, Bobby Pearson, Pearson stated that Lydon approached the counter, began to make a scene. He was asked to leave by the security guards that were on scene. He refused. He started to shout slurs pertaining to Pearson's sexual orientation and began to get into a aggressive stance. He started to clench his fist.
The patron?
The patron. Pearson felt that he was in fear. That's when he stated that he struck Lydon in the face because the comments were made because of the stance that was placed. When I spoke with Lydon, who was the victim that got hit, he stated that he approached the counter, he got into an argument with the clerk. The clerk asked him to leave, began to yell. Lydon stated that he was approaching the front door when he was leaving, and that the clerk came around and sucker punched him in the face. After he told me that, we had EMS come, they evaluated him. He had blood on the left side of his face, and there was also blood that was outside on the windows and on the floor. That's when we called fire to come and decontaminate the area.
Officer Laraquente, did you speak to the security guard that was on scene?
I did.
And what did he say?
They stated that there was an argument between the two, between the clerk and the patron that was going in there. They didn't state anything that was being said, but they stated that they asked the patron to leave, and then the clerk came around, and then he did sucker punch him.
So are you here for something in particular?
No, I'm just attending a licensing hearing.
Yeah. For a particular matter?
I'm sorry?
For a particular matter? Are you here for Supreme Liquor?
For the Middle East, actually.
Okay. We already heard that and granted it, just so that you know. You're welcome to say, but I want you to know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Sorry to
interrupt. Oh, no interruptions. Thank you. Okay.
On November 18th, 2017, approximately 11:28 a.m., I responded over to the area of Pearl Street for a report of threats. Ended up speaking with the reporting party, Corey Lydon. He stated that he was a victim of an assault on November 16th, 2017, at Supreme Liquors, where he was punched in the face by the store clerk. Lydon did state to me that today, that same day, on the 18th, he was walking by Supreme Liquors at approximately 10:15 in the morning, and he noticed Pearson, the store clerk, standing in the window. He states that Pearson made eye contact with him and immediately started mouthing some type of unknown statements to him from within the store. And then Pearson then placed his index finger against his throat and dragged it across his neck as if he were slitting his throat. Pearson then completed this motion while staring directly at Lydon, he states. Lydon then states that he observed Pearson walk towards the general area of the doors, which are on an automatic sensor they open, and he yelled at him, "If you show up in court, I'm going to kill you." Lydon states that he had a doctor's appointment in Boston, so he ended up walking over to the Green Street bus stop after that. approximately 10:27, it was probably about an hour before I took that initial report there, I had responded to a call at Supreme Liquors. The clerk, Pearson, there was stating that somebody was outside with a baseball bat threatening him. Began to question Pearson, and he started making statements basically just kind of out of the ordinary. Really seemed like he had some type of mental instability, asking me to take my sunglasses off while I was in the store because it was the law in the store, etc. He then had asked about Leiden being trespassed, and I said if he's on the trespass list, then you know what's going to happen is if he's in the store to call us immediately, we can come down and you know we place him under arrest. He then started getting very uncooperative and belligerent with me, and at that point I had left the store. A second call had come in from Leiden actually, and that was approximately, I'm going to say that was about a couple hours later, and ended up going over there with
so officers. Like around noon?
Yeah, I was with officers from Car 3.
Okay.
They had responded over there, and at that point in time, I was writing the report when this call had come over. Basically, they were in front of the CVS pharmacy to speak with Leiden. Leiden stated that he was threatened a second time by the store clerk, Pearson. At that time, I ended up responding over there. What Leiden ended up stating to me is that he had walked by Supreme Liquors again, and Pearson exited the store and stated, "I'll knock you out and make you suck my dick." At this time, Officer LaMonica of Car 3, he walked into the Supreme Liquors to speak with Pearson, the store clerk at this time. I was directed over to a witness, a Melissa Bain, who appeared to be completely sober at the time. She's a resident of 240 Albany Street. She said that she was standing in front of Supreme Liquors with her boyfriend, and she was startled by Pearson, who was screaming and stated at 3 p.m., you know, he would see him. Bain then states that Pearson continued to state something along the lines of, "I'll punch you in the face and make you suck my dick." I then asked Bain if he knew Leiden, and she states that he's never seen her. She's never seen him before, so there was no connection between the two of them. Officer LaMonica had then exited the Supreme Liquors and stated that Pearson was very aggressive and uncooperative during his interview with him. Officer LaMonica then stated to Pearson that he made mention to his interaction on November 16th with Leiden, and Pearson made a statement stating that I walked outside and punched him in the face because he called me a fag. That's what happens when you poke the bear. At this time, when Officer LaMonica had exited the store, Pearson was still yelling and shouting at officers. I had asked him to calm down, basically stop antagonizing us, and to go back in the store. He refused, stating, "I'm in my store. I'm standing in the entranceway. I don't have to go anywhere." He continually verbally engaged Leiden, who was standing with officers at the time, up until the time that the door shut. And that was the end of that incident there.
I was able to collect video for the incident that occurred on November 16, 2017 at Supreme Liquors. The video was provided by Stephen Wilkinson, the general manager. He downloaded two video clips onto the memory stick. First clip was by the cash register, and the second clip was by the front entrance of the store. Both videos provide only visual, no audio. The first video shows words being exchanged between the store clerk and the victim at the cash register. The second video shows the victim being escorted by two security guards at 8:36 p.m. Once the victim is outside the store, the clerk goes after the victim, followed by the two security guards. There is a confrontation outside the store between the clerk and the victim. The two security guards are trying to separate both parties by standing in between them. Then at 8:37 p.m., the clerk throws a punch with his right hand in between the security guards. After throwing the punch, the clerk is seen checking his hand while returning inside the store.
And to be clear, Officer Zito, these are the security guards from the Supreme Liquor.
Yes.
Not either of the officers that
no.
responded.
No. Okay. Yes. And at that time, management has not taken any action against this employee.
You said that at one point, Pearson,
his behavior towards you was, how would you characterize
it? It seemed that some type of mental instability. He started mumbling, like, statements under his breath to the point that I couldn't even understand what he was saying. And he was very agitated. And at that point in time, I want to say maybe there was another clerk in the store. It was just the two of us off to the side. He didn't. I asked to speak with him initially, and then there was a patron inside the store. So I was like, you know what? Why don't you finish up with the patron? I'll stand off to the side. And I went to stand off to the side, and you know, just his attitude. Well, whenever you're ready, I'll be here. And I'm just like, well, I prefer that you finish with the patron, so we don't have to. You know, I know what the subject or whatever he was going to tell me at that point in time. I didn't want the patron to have to be within earshot, so, but his attitude just snowballed after that with me, because I didn't have my sunglasses on, or I had my sunglasses on, he didn't like that, and...
Was that before or after he allegedly threatened,
So, that actually, that took place, I believe that's where the threat took place. He was calling me about that actual interaction.
About prior, okay.
Yeah, and then... I got the call from Leiden maybe about an hour later.
I got you.
Yeah.
Right. Officer Pena, were you in uniform during this visit to Supreme? Okay.
Yes, I was working as Central 10, I believe, that day. Okay. Yes.
And Officer Lara Cuenta, can you tell me, was it Supreme Liquors that called the police?
Yes, it was actually the clerk that called the police for us to respond. That was assault in progress.
And we have confirmed that this individual... Pearson is actually an employee of Supreme Liquors, Officer Zito?
Yes.
And he is still employed there?
Last time when I went to grab the video on, let me see what day that. As of December 5th, yes, he was still employed.
And you responded which day?
It was in November. November
16th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions?
I don't have any other questions. Anything else? Based on the testimony and I would say that this, I would find a violation. I would issue a suspension of 3 days, and considering that the licensee has not taken any action, meaning disciplinary action as to this employee, and did not bother to show up, I would add 2 days to that, making it a 5-day suspension.
I concur with that.
I concur.
Okay. Violation, 5-day suspension. Thank you.
Thank you.
Please say
that.
It is 3:52. No show, so no action. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to.